Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
Hey everybody, welcome to Unlocking the Magic. You are listening to show number 160 today. We're going to have some fun. On this week's show, we are going to travel around the globe. Well, actually, we're not traveling. We're going to the World Showcase inside Epcot to visit our favorite countries.
Whoops.
What's whoops?
I put my least favorite.
Oh, you did? We're rating least favorite? We're going to talk about our favorite pavilions, the reasons why we love them. I think we should do top five.
Yeah, because I don't know. There's a lot of pavilions, and I don't want to talk about that many.
That's right.
I think that's just a short answer there.
All right. As little work as possible for Bruce.
That's exactly true. Like, you just nailed it 100%.
Well, anyway, I think this is going to be a fun show. I love traveling to Epcot. I absolutely love the World Showcase. It definitely makes me feel really relaxed every time we are there. And I love incorporating food along with the artifacts inside the pavilions. It really becomes full circle for me. I really feel immersed in each country.
This will be like our food and no wine festival.
The food, no wine festival for Bruce and Connie.
Our and version kids. Of that, at least.
Yeah. So,
how do you want to do this? Do you want to go... Do you have any honorable mentions before we get started? Or do you want to go from five to one or best to worst? Or I don't know how that actually sounds.
That sounds horrendous.
Yeah. Let's go from best to worst. Should we just call it the worst right now?
Yeah. The worst pavilions that you could possibly see inside Epcot.
First of all, let me just say that they're all great.
They are all great.
I don't think there's any worst ones. Like, they're all really, really good. There's some that I like more than others. That's the only thing. And none of them has to do with food, surprisingly enough, Connie.
You know, I am actually pretty shocked about that because mine actually have to do a lot.
Like, how many out of five of yours involve the food?
Five.
Yeah, mine too, actually. Four out of five for me.
Okay, so here's the thing. This is, I feel like, going to be a show about our must-do country. So when we're walking around the World Showcase, sometimes we don't have time to visit each and every pavilion. So if we had to choose five, right?
Yeah.
I feel like that could be what the show is going to be about today. And usually that's based on food too. Because let's be real here. Epcot, there's only one way to do Epcot, and that's by eating around the world.
That is true.
So this is going to be fun. It's going to make me hungry.
Yeah, it always does.
It always does, right?
You know what's going to happen, though, is every time we go to these places, the menu changes. So we're going to talk about specific things. We're going to say, hey, you got to go try this. And then you're going to go there, and it's going to change. And you're going to say, what the heck?
What's going
Bruce
on?
Bruce and Connie told me to go here to get this, and now it's gone.
Great.
That's happened at least a dozen times to us on this podcast.
And it's so funny. It's like within weeks of it.
Yeah, well, like, we're going to go talk about this, and it's going to be gone.
Great. So should anybody continue listening?
Yes.
Okay.
Because one of mine doesn't have to do with food, so you can still go visit that one.
All right, I'm starting.
All right, go ahead. Number five for you. What's number five?
I hate this because I feel like number five is not necessarily my favorite, but like it's because it's number five. It's still the top must-do for me.
Well, it's in the higher 50% because there's 11, right?
There are 11 countries.
So technically it's in the top 50%.
Which rumor has it there might be additions here. We don't know. We don't know.
Well, they announced something.
There's rumors.
At D23, they did announce a couple additions to some of them.
Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, as of now, my number five is Mexico. You agree?
I agree with your number five being Mexico, yes.
No, I was just thinking, like, you didn't even comment at all. Like, usually you say, yay, I love Mexico.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I didn't necessarily know at what point you were stopping to talk and I could jump in, or if you were going to keep going, and then you're like, number five, Mexico.
Well, that's fair.
And then it was just crickets.
That's true. Okay. So number five, Mexico. I love Mexico. You know what's funny is that maybe it's a little cliche or maybe not as exciting as far as the pavilion itself goes, but I really love walking inside Mexico. I love going and visiting. So cheesy, but I really loved going to the Grand Fiesta Tour starring.
Yeah, why is that cheesy? That's awesome.
It's not cheesy to you?
No.
I have so much fun on this attraction.
The three Caballeros?
I'm glad you said it so I didn't have to, because I always get the name wrong.
I don't know. I don't think that's cheesy at all. I think it's one of the better attractions in the... it's one of the more entertaining ones for sure. It's fun. It's funny. It's a boat ride. You can't bring drinks on there.
Yeah, it's don't just, sneak on drinks, yeah. By the way.
It's just fun. So I don't think it's cheesy at all.
I just like the atmosphere of this pavilion. I think it's just lighthearted and fun. And once I'm on this attraction and off, I just have this big, huge smile on my face. It's a great way to either start or end the day over in the World Showcase, in my opinion.
It does really have great look and feel from the outside, looking at the pavilion and the pyramid. I mean, it looks cool.
It does look cool.
I don't know if I necessarily love the whole shopping aspect of the way it's set up inside. But, you know, from the outside, it looks great.
Why not? I was just curious. I have some really awesome pictures of you wearing a sombrero.
Maybe that's why. Maybe that's why I don't enjoy it. It feels very...
Do you think I was going to forget?
No, there's pictures. You can't forget those.
All right, yeah.
It just has a different feel to it inside. You know, you almost want to see more art and more history of Mexico, or maybe more history of the pyramid and why it's there. And it's just like it's kind of like a swap meet.
I like it. I like the art of Mexico. I think it does have authentic artifacts, actually.
It doesn't.
Your
main focal point is what's in the middle.
Which is?
Like the shopping things there that you buy. The tchotchkes.
The tchotchkes. Yeah, those are artifacts.
No. The sombrero I had on was not an artifact.
All right. Okay. I don't know. I love it. I love the jewelry. I love the souvenirs, the piñatas. Like I said, you can't walk into this pavilion and not have a smile on your face.
True.
Everyone ends up, which, by the way, now I feel funky because I feel like how many people actually put on one of these hats?
A lot.
Yeah.
Shouldn't do that.
Yeah, no.
You know what I do is I take from like the, if they're all stacked up, I'll take from like the, almost from like the middle. Or if there's hats and they're like 10 deep, I'll reach way in the back and get that one. It's perfect. Less likely that other people put that one on than the one right in front.
That's a good plan for those of you that have long hair and are concerned.
And we did eat at the restaurant inside the pyramid. It was really nice. The atmosphere is cool. The food to me was pretty good. I don't know. I've heard people say it wasn't great, but I thought it was enjoyable.
I absolutely loved the authentic dish. I loved the authentic tortilla soup. I cannot find real delicious, authentic tortilla. I mean, I guess I have to actually go to Mexico, or I could just go to Epcot. I feel like that was really delicious. There are definitely mixed reviews. I may think, this is my theory on the mixed reviews. I think people might assume, and correct me if you think I'm wrong, but I feel like we've gotten Americanized into a lot of dishes.
Mexican. Like Taco Bell? People are expecting Taco Bell?
Yeah, maybe. And so it's different. It's definitely, you can taste the flavors. It's very authentic. I guess maybe it's not authentic in Taco Bell.
You've never been to Mexico. What are you talking about?
Maybe. But at least it's in my imagination. That's exactly what I feel like it would be. There's definitely more. There's more spice. There's more like a different flavor going, lingering longer than you, if you will. I don't know.
Yeah. And they have a tequila bar too, if you're into that.
Yeah. Who isn't into that?
I don't know. Anybody listening is into that. They like to drink around the world, I guess. So
that's fun.
If you're into that kind of thing.
Are you referring to Captain America again?
Yes.
Okay.
So sure. Mexico is actually on my list, but it's number four.
Okay.
So my number five is Canada.
Oh.
And number five for Canada, for no other reason than the view when you walk around this pavilion. It's like the amazing waterfall, the Rocky Mountain features they have. It's just, for some reason, we always end up going to the left first, and Canada's kind of like almost our last stop. And you just, to take a walk, a relaxing walk around this pavilion and the way they've constructed it, to me, is just so relaxing at the end. So that's why my number five is Canada. There's actually nothing else there that I suggest you do.
Really?
No, I'm just joking. But
I know.
I definitely suggest you take a stroll around Canada Pavilion.
I really love the Canadian Pavilion as well. I love the architecture. I love the waterfall. I love taking pictures over there. I think It's so interesting to me how when you're walking around the World Showcase, you can walk around the World Showcase and not notice the change of the countries at all. Like, I see that in a lot of people. Like, they just kind of walk around and they're like, eh, that was fun. They just kind of browse. You actually have to go into these countries, like, separately and go through the pathways. That's when you really are immersed in that experience. And to me, that's incredible because once you walk into Canada, you really feel like you're in Canada.
Right. Like, they do have a show, Oh Canada. And I think that some of these shows that are in, like the one in France and the one in Canada, and obviously in America, the shows are really great. You got to take the time out to go visit the shows, even if you think, like, it's not an exciting attraction or it's not a ride or it's not going to be that much fun. Like, just to go take a break, sit down and watch the show and a little bit of history about that country is underrated, I believe.
I totally agree with you.
And the only reason I thought that is because I was that person before we went in to see the France one. and that totally changed my mind.
Yeah. And by me saying that I see people walking around the countries and saying, meh, that was good, that means we actually were those people at one point.
Like, right.
I remember vividly just walking around the countries, you know, grabbing, I don't even think we were even eating. I think maybe we ate at a random restaurant, not even near there. And
where? When we first went?
The first few times we had visited Epcot, I just don't remember it the way I did as a kid. And I was disappointed as an adult until we started taking our time, going through the countries, seeing each individual country, grabbing up maybe a snack or a drink to share with everybody. That's so much fun. Like, you don't, just because you visit any of these pavilions doesn't mean you have to order a full-blown meal. Grab one dish and share with, if you're a family of four or five, just have a flavor of each country. And that's so fun to me.
Right. Well, speaking of restaurants, Le Cellier is in actually Canada, and it's one of the more popular sit-down restaurants.
Say that six times.
I couldn't.
That's the one thing that gets me. When we were thinking about recording the show, I was thinking to myself, how on earth am I going to pronounce
it? I know. Well, we were talking about doing this Epcot. Like, let's go over our favorite things. And I was like, you know what? I can't pronounce any of this stuff.
Like, I like that restaurant. This one's cool. The one with the blue.
You know, the walking thingies.
The walking thingies. Yeah. That's us. But anyway.
So, I don't know. I'm going to say all of these really wrong. That's why I come up with, like, side entrance and, like, make it relatable.
Relatable?
Yeah.
All right. If you say so.
Like, at least for me.
Okay. I liked your pick. That was your number five?
That was my number five.
Okay. So is it my turn?
Yes.
Okay.
So now you're on to number four, but my number four was already. So why don't you go four?
Wait. I'm confused.
Me too.
All right. So is it my turn?
So your five was Mexico, which was my four. So we kind of already talked about that.
Oh. Is there
So my number five is Canada. So go to your number four, and then it's going to be my three. So I'm going to be one ahead of you.
Wow, I just think we confused everybody.
Just got cross-eyed there for a second.
Whoa, everyone. Okay, so I just wanted to ask you, is there anything I missed in Mexico that you wanted to add?
No.
Nothing? Frozen margaritas that were amazing?
Those are pretty good. The quick service outside, but it's hard to get a seat there, so I would say, you know, if you're going to hit that one, maybe go at off-peak times.
Split a nacho and go find yourself another quiet corner.
Yeah, we've done that. Like, we've gone and ordered some food at the quick service and then went across the street to the side of the pyramid and ate there on a stand-up table.
That was actually pretty nice.
It was pretty nice because it's quiet. It was nighttime. The kids were off doing something. I think they were waiting for Frozen. And it was a perfect spot for us.
I had a lot of fun. Okay, so that's it?
Yes.
All right, me next. Okay, so my next one, which is number four, is Japan.
We're only on number four?
That's it. Got a long show here. Well, we went back and forth of how we're going to do these, so that took about 5 minutes.
That is true.
So Japan,
I'm shocked that your Japan is number four. I'm kind of surprised at that.
Really? Let me look back at my list.
Hold on. Sure about that? Did you skip two and three?
Nope. Yeah, wait a minute. Yep, it's number four.
Okay.
Sorry. Yeah, it's number four, not because I hate reading these. I feel like they got, I don't know, it's like a bad thing if you're number four on my list, but you're still in the top five.
I guess so.
I love Japan for many reasons. Number one has got to be the shopping. I absolutely can, and Bruce, you can attest to this because you often get frustrated with me, but I have so much fun shopping in the what is considered the Japanese department store in Japan. I can spend hours looking at all the beauty products they have, all the candy. Just trust me. Just you're going to have a lot of fun in there.
The candy is, I love going in there for the candy. I haven't really gotten too much that tastes really good.
Yeah, it's a trial and error.
But it definitely looks good.
Listen, they have
They do a fantastic job of branding and marketing their packages. Because every time I look in there, I want to get something. And it doesn't always, like, it's like listening to people on the radio.
What's
you know?
That?
It's like you hear them all the time. And then you see them in person. You're like, that's what you look like? That's what the candy in Japan is to me.
All right.
It's like, wow, that candy looks, that's what you taste like?
Oh my gosh. Well, I just have to say real quickly, they have the coolest beauty products. And everyone knows, I mean, Japanese women are beautiful. So I spend a little bit too much time in there trying to pick out what I can do to get my skin to look as good as theirs. And I do spend a little extra time. They have like these different scalp massagers and all these neat little products that I don't see anywhere where we are in Boston. So I have so much fun just hanging out in Japan.
Agreed.
All right. So what about the food? We always have fun sharing the food in Japan. We always order, of course, sushi.
Yeah.
And we just found the new beef. Well, they're not new, but we never tried them before until recently. The beef udon.
That was really good.
That was super good.
And the atmosphere is cool when you sit out there.
Absolutely. I think we have one of the best photo spots of Spaceship Earth inside the Japan Pavilion.
And they always have some sort of entertainment outside. They're always banging on drums or something.
Is that all you have to say about that?
Yeah.
They're always doing something out there.
They're doing something.
Yeah. I just love it. There's things you can buy as keepsakes, and they're not that expensive. And it's a fun way to really feel like you've traveled to Japan and within the within your Epcot budget.
And it's in a perfect spot. It's like halfway around the pavilion, the showcase. This pavilion is halfway around the showcase. And it's like a great spot to sit down and take a break.
I agree. And we usually always order, the kids usually always order anyway, the shaved ice. And we've talked about this many times on the show. And we've taken pictures. But there's something about that Japanese shaved ice. They usually get the rainbow. And this is at, it's a little cart right in front of the Japan Pavilion, Kabuki Cafe. I hope I'm saying that right. Sounds funny when I say it out loud. But anyway, we always get it. I hope that never changes, because that's always such an inexpensive way to just lift everyone's spirit, because usually by that time they're kind of tired, and it's a good way to like add a little sugar.
And cool off.
And like you said, it's halfway around the countries, so halfway around the world. So it's definitely there. At that point, they're a little tired. And it's like $4 for this huge amount of shaved ice and sugar. I mean, what can go wrong?
Right.
Anyway, I really love that. I know, I'm kind of looking back going, why is that number four?
I know, I'm confused about that.
I probably messed up somewhere. But anyway.
A lot of mine don't have to do with that much food, to be honest with you.
I'm it's okay.
Shocking.
It is shocking. Because I was thinking this was going to be an all-food show.
I feel like I don't want to talk about food today.
Okay.
That's because I ate before the podcast, maybe.
Oh, that's
maybe
definitely
my list
why.
Would be different if I was hungry.
That is absolutely without a doubt.
Well, my number three, since my number four was your number five.
I'm so lost.
My number three is Italy.
Oh. Okay.
All right. Now, Italy is, again, on my list, kind of like Canada, for the atmosphere. Like, there's not a ton to do there. And the restaurants are mostly sit down, but I do like just sitting in the square and going into the architecture in this pavilion is just unbelievable. Like the statues that they have and everything going around the bell tower and the showcase. It's just pretty cool the way they set it up. And you walk in there and you feel like you're in what I think would be Italy, even though I've never been there.
That is true. The sculptures are pretty breathtaking, and it definitely makes you imagine that you have traveled to Italy.
Now, they do have Via Napoli, which is the pizzeria there, which is pretty good, but there's not really much else to do other than just kind of wander around in here.
which is okay.
Yeah, that's why I like it, because I think that, you know, you get stuffed from Mexico and you get, you just saw the American adventure, and then you go to walk around Italy a little bit before you get sushi in Japan.
Kind of taking your time.
Yeah, you know.
It. You have to spread it out a little bit.
So that's what I'm thinking.
I love it. I love Italy for exactly those reasons. I love taking photos of there, of course, and I love just hanging out and people watching and just kind of browsing. I think that that, to me, is something that is very special, and it just never gets old.
Yeah, like you want to get a coffee or a cappuccino and like sit in there and just kind of drink it at the table in the courtyard.
All right, so speaking of that, I'm surprised that, oh, you didn't mention Paris.
Not yet.
Oh, okay. France?
I still got two more.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
That was number three, Connie.
Okay, sorry. Well, now just go ahead. Which one is your next one? We're just going to bounce them. Go ahead.
All right, well, that was three. So my number two is France.
Okay, I knew it. I knew it.
Yeah, the France Pavilion is, now this has to do with food for sure. And an underrated thing. Now that they announced the D23 that they're going to have an attraction coming to France, this might be number one pretty soon.
Yeah.
Now, we did eat at, what restaurant did we eat at? I think it was Le Chef's de France.
Yes.
Which was good, but it wasn't great.
I would say it was busy. It's a very, I don't know.
No, it had a good location.
Yeah.
And the food was good.
I think the seating is a little tight in there.
Yeah, I don't know if it would be a place. I feel like it's one of those restaurants that if everything else is taken, you go there. But it wouldn't be on, like, your top three choices to choose from.
That's fair.
Right?
I think so.
But there's some restaurants that I'm like, I'm not going there, even if it's free.
But I will say the food was incredible. Like, I really...
I don't even remember what I got.
See, for me, it's expectations with the atmosphere. Obviously, the food has to be great. You know, the overall service.
And I think that happened to me when we went to this restaurant, is that you think of France, you think that they're going to have great food. It's going to be a great atmosphere because, you know, the French are known for cooking and for their restaurants and their food. And maybe my expectations were just too high. So maybe people go there and they're like, hey, I loved it there. You know, because there's other restaurants that I've gone to that my expectations were low and I left like, that was amazing.
That's true.
So maybe that was just it.
I don't know, but I really enjoyed my meal there. I thought it was delicious. I remember the kids ordered because they were considered adult meal at the time, and I didn't hear them at the far end of the table for some reason. It's really a loud restaurant.
Very open.
Well, the theming is like a Paris, it's like a Paris cafe, and I think when I think of Paris cafe, you think of like a little bit of a hustle and bustle, a little bit, you know, some the fashion world, and I don't know, that's what I thought.
That's
of.
Not what I think about whatsoever.
Oh, well, I maybe do. That's just me. You're in the heart of Paris. This is a cafe in the heart of Paris. Okay. So I can get why it's like loud. It's not what I expected, but it was fun. It was fun. But anyway, I couldn't hear the kids, and they ordered this meal that came with French onion soup, which was the size of their head.
Which, yeah, it did look pretty good, though.
I had a bite, and it was pretty awesome. But that's probably all they should have had.
They did get escargot, too, which they were dying to try.
That was fun. See what I mean? Like, that kind of thing, when food brings families together, in my opinion. So that's what part of the visiting the World Showcase, to me, is all about.
Yeah, you know? I agree with you. And then the other part of this one is, like, I'm not even going to attempt to say the name of it.
Oh, thanks.
But the bakery? I'm going to say it in English words, is unbelievable.
You're going to say it in
two
English
things,
words?
Two things, the bakery and the ice cream place.
The ice cream,
I got the coffee ice cream, which was out of this world. Again, in layman's terms.
In layman's terms, okay.
You know, I don't know how to say any of this stuff.
This is that's refreshing. I like your layman's terms, because I feel like a lot of people, even if you knew the name of it or you could pronounce it, they're not going to remember.
Yeah, I mean, I give Disney credit for naming it in like the way it's supposed to be named, but I don't know how to say any of that.
Okay.
You know, so if you go there, you got to go to the patisserie and the ice cream place.
It is pretty amazing if you can time it where you have a suite while you're watching Illuminations.
Yeah.
I like doing that, having a cappuccino. You have to time it correctly, though, because they close early and you don't want to miss out. You know, we've done that before where we missed.
I'm looking at the menu right now from the ice cream place, the artisan ice cream and sorbet shop.
Oh, you.
Oh, man. It's making me have flashbacks.
You really need that ice cream, huh?
I do. What's wrong with me? I really love ice cream.
It is. It is. You know what it is? You can taste the freshness there, too. It's like you can actually taste the flavors so well. Like the coffee flavor was really strong and delicious.
I think I wanted an ice cream or a bakery item, and the line was really long. That's the one thing. In the bakery, it gets pretty busy in there. And I think what happened was I was leaving, and I was like, all right, I guess I'll get an ice cream. And so I had low expectations.
Is that what it is, Bruce?
And that was amazing.
All right. Well, I want to go to my number. Wait, so
what number was that for me? I forget.
I forget, but
I think that was number two for me, actually.
That was my third. So I let you go ahead and skip over me because I knew it was going to be on your top of your list.
All right.
Basically because of the cafe. I know that you have.
Between the cafe and the ice cream, that was it for me.
I can't wait for the, I wonder, I can't wait to see the attraction there. I know that our kids can't wait to actually visit Disneyland Paris, and this is the next best thing.
Yeah, the Ratatouille attraction that's coming that they announced at D23.
Yeah.
Where are they putting that? I wonder where they're going to put that. But the movie, too, in France is really good. That's the one we talked about, that if you ever have a chance to go see any of these shows or showings of these movies, go take a break and go see them because you're going to be, your expectations will be exceeded, I think.
I agree with you. I think that's the thing. Like, it took us a while to get our group. And you go
in there,
and you're
the only ones. There's like four people in there.
All right, I'm moving on to my next one. I can't help it. I need to say this
really
quickly. Okay, this is really tough because my last two are technically a tie because I love them equally. But my next one, I had to choose one, is going to be Norway. I love visiting Norway so much. Even before that incredibly popular movie came about.
I actually liked it. It was on my list before, and now it's not.
Oh, because of that?
Yep.
Oh, that's a bummer. Well,
bummer for that place.
Bummer for you because I'm still going and I'm still having a lot of fun. I know that we always loved this part of the World Showcase even before the Frozen attraction. I think once Frozen was announced, I think what happened too is like we got a little worried that it was going to be way too busy
or more commercialized. Like when you think of Norway pre-Frozen,
right? And
it seemed more authentic.
No, I just think that, I think that that was our fear, but it's actually not. I mean, I still feel the same, other than the fact that the Frozen attraction is there. There's a couple little tweaks here and there with splashes of Elsa and Anna, but other than that, it's really still a quite special place. One thing I actually love about it is that it's quite, obviously, quite warm in Central Florida, and no matter what the temperature is, when we walk to Norway, I feel about 10 degrees cooler. Like, I don't know what it is.
You think it's colder there?
Yeah, I do. I don't know. It's great. It's a really great welcoming feeling when you're, you know, in 90 degree humidity. But I love it. It's definitely a must do. I miss the older attraction, but, you know, Frozen is adorable. It's very, very well themed. Of course, it goes along with Norway.
Again, another place I can't pronounce any name of anything.
That's okay. You don't worry about it.
Like, I don't even know the name of the cafe.
You're not even going to try?
I'm not even going to try.
Well, I think this is definitely one of the places that it's different. It's something that you may not be able to experience. You may not ever get the chance to actually visit Norway, and this is the next best thing, in my opinion. And I love being able to grab a snack from the quick service, share meals. You know, last time we were there, we got one big meal and we each shared with the five of us. It was a little snack for everybody, but it was cool because we got to taste the flavors of Norway, which we might not necessarily have done if we were going to go all in and order quick service because it's unique, it's different. And some of the kids loved it. Some of the kids liked it and some didn't at all. And so, but it was fun. It was still, even when they didn't enjoy something, it was still a fun experience for them.
Yeah, which is me. I'm never going to Norway.
You're never going to be able
to
visit.
This is as close as I'll ever get.
It is a long flight.
And it's cold there, I hear.
It is cold.
So there's no chance I'm ever going.
This is one of my favorite, also my favorite, other than the Japan store. I love the Wandering Reindeer store here.
Is it because it's like different than everything else?
Yeah, it's just like split log, a little charming shop. There's nothing that great in there. I mean, it's just cool to be in there, and it really feels like you're in Norway. Like, I feel like I want to grab, I don't know, I think of flannel and, you know, fuzzy socks or something, and I just want to curl up by a fire. And that's what I love about this particular area. And the girls love it too. And I didn't go in here until probably a few years ago, so I didn't even know it was possible to walk through. But I had no idea that the church, the gallery, that you could actually walk through the church in front of Norway. I had no idea. And it's a really cool gallery in there where it shows Viking artifacts.
We went in there because it just happened to be a cold night.
Well, I didn't even know you could walk in.
And I don't even think it was a necessarily cold night. It just happened to be one of those nights where
it was breezy.
It was way cooler than it was during the day. And we didn't bring jackets or anything.
Do you want to try to pronounce the church?
I do not. I don't want to try to pronounce, I don't even know why we did this episode, because I can't pronounce anything and I'm probably confusing everyone.
You are. So over there you can get this, over there you can get that.
The one thing I know we did try, and I know the name of it because it's easy to pronounce, is the school bread.
What'd you think of that?
I wasn't a huge fan. It looks really great.
See, I loved it, and that's
what I know. That's why you're weird.
I'm not weird. I just think that it's fun because that's part of the experience of the countries.
Yeah, like, I love that part of the countries where you try something you would never try anywhere else, and you have no idea what it's going to be like.
I love that.
I don't actually. Now that I said it out loud.
That's so fun. I love sharing that with everybody. I love the kids' reaction to a lot of the food that we tried. And
yeah, we got a club sandwich. I think we got like three different meals there. But that's the cool thing, is like you walk around to each one of these pavilions, and if you do go, pick something that you would never get anywhere else.
Have one person use their dining plan, like get something, order one meal and have everybody just take a bite of it and then just keep going.
Well, here's what you do.
Okay,
you get one meal that you've never going to try anywhere else and you have no idea what it's going to be like, but then you get another meal that you know you're going to like.
That's a just great plan. Just in case. Yeah. Right. Well, because at some point you want to,
You don't want to be starved. You don't want to get everything and be like, well, that was awful. I'm never going to eat that. But now I'm hungry and now I have no snack credits.
Right.
Because then that's going to be hangry 101 right there.
Yeah, definitely.
And you're only in Norway and you have the whole rest of the way to go.
Yeah.
That's a recipe for disaster.
That I feel like this has happened to you.
I think it has, probably.
Okay. It sounds
like it. Because I always see the menu and I get excited for trying new things. But then sometimes I'm like, oh, why'd I do that?
Okay, so what's your number? Oh, wait, so it was your number two? I'm lost now.
My number two was France.
Okay.
My number one is Japan. That's why I didn't talk too much during your Japan.
I was wondering why. I was like, there's got to be more.
I felt like
you wanted to move on.
I was like, you were doing Japan. And I'm like, well, I can't really throw my two cents in too much because then I'll have nothing to say for my number one.
Well, yeah, because I mean, number one, it's got to be a little special.
So all my favorite thing to do in Japan is, while you guys are getting your ice, is to go up and get sushi or a bowl and sit down up there, which seems to never really have any people, at least when I've been there, and just kind of sit there. And it's so calming and quiet up there. It's almost like not everybody knows it's even there.
You said up there twice. What's up there?
Sorry. Right outside the quick service in the Japan Pavilion.
It's themed really cool.
It is. And they got the koi ponds there, and they got like the seating, and it's kind of enclosed because of the way they have the garden, and it's up on a hill. And it just feels like, it reminds me of like when Daniel's son went to Japan.
I love it.
And you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I actually do. Right.
So that's what it reminds me of. I feel like I want to wax on and wax off a little bit.
All right, whatever makes you happy.
And then to go into the store and get those, like I talked about, the Japanese candy, and just try to do exactly what I just talked about the food, is like, just pick something and experiment.
Yeah.
But then maybe pick something that you know you've tried before and you like.
I really love the footbridge and the koi fish and the whole theming, and they really do an excellent job making you feel like you've traveled to Japan at this particular pavilion. It must have been really difficult to accomplish. I can't imagine being able to have people really feel like they've transported into another country, but they do it seamlessly here. I really do feel like everything you just described up there and over there.
The other thing that I like about this pavilion is that it's spacious. It feels spacious. You don't feel cramped.
It does make you feel like, maybe it's because you have the footbridges with the streams and the water lilies. It feels very open and relaxed. Like you just feel like you're very tranquil here. And I think you need that. It's almost like meditation for you.
For me?
Yeah. It's interesting how it's like in the center of the World Showcase, because it definitely, I feel like at that point you need a little bit of that.
It has everything I need. It's like halfway point, so I could take a break. It's got sushi to eat. I can go get a snack, my little coffee after with my cup of ice that I asked for at the quick service. And then I just sit down and relax for like 10 minutes. Refresh. And then I'm ready to go back to get my pastry over in France.
Perfect. It is a cool place to take pictures too. I think I said that earlier.
I think that's on our, we did a podcast about like our favorite spots to take pictures. I think this is up there.
All right. So on to my number one now. Can I talk? Can I share that now? Are you done with your,
up there and over there?
Up there, over there, yes. Down there. Okay. So my last one is Morocco. And I'm sure those of you listening probably guessed because I'm pretty obsessed with a tangerine cafe. For years, Bruce called it Tangerine. So
I call it lots of stuff.
So now I can never, every time I go to say or say the, describe the restaurant.
You get confused like, which one was it? Which is one he right it? Or is he wrong?
Yeah, I should, yeah. Anyway, that aromatic food just calls to me. And you were talking about earlier when you just want a meal for yourself, this is where I'm heading. I usually save this meal towards the end of the day because it's quite filling and I just love the ethnicity of this food. I love the flavors. They do lamb, they do chicken, it's roasted with tabbouleh and hummus and just so flavorful. I love the atmosphere and just the art and the culture that you can feel when you walk into this pavilion is super special to me.
And I think it's catching on with people. Like 10 years ago when we went here, it was nobody there. And now as you go more and more, I don't know if it's just it's busier or people are kind of experimenting more with their taste buds. Like I think that when we first went here 10 or 12 years ago, nobody was in here. It was like so foreign to people.
I think that something is to be said about that too. Like people are experiencing, it's just, you know, it's hard to try anything new, especially when you have young kids. It's like, it's really hard to spend any money and you not really know if they're going to love it or not, you right. know, and it's not cheap anywhere.
Or maybe you think it's too spicy or anything yeah. like that. Yeah.
So, but I absolutely love it here. The kids love it. It's super fun, different, not something we can get around here very often, at least. And I just love the overall experience. I love the shopping there and just browsing. You don't even have to buy anything. Just browse and have fun. It's just really cool to me.
And it's amazing how you walk through here and you do feel like you're in Morocco.
Right?
Like you feel like you're in the desert, even though you're not.
That's the thing that they do so well. I mean, you really got to walk real, you know, you got to walk through the actual pavilion. Can't just walk past it, which many people do, unfortunately. That just happens. But I think sometimes people get confused that there's anything there. I don't know. But it's so much fun for me just to kind of wander through and feel like I am a true tourist in Morocco. I love it.
Me so too.
That's that.
I'm surprised. I don't know why that didn't make my list. I don't know. Maybe because I knew it was going to be on yours.
You probably did. Yeah, you're thinking, I can't have.
I don't want to have exactly the same list. I was going to mix mine up a little bit.
All right. Well, that's going to do it. I hope that was an okay show.
I think that would, listen, we gave a little bit of over there and up there and this is that. You know, I think that's what the show is about.
That's what you do when you get out of Epcot.
We gave you the real world version of what they talk about.
All right. Sounds good.
We do a lot of this on our show on Facebook, too, over on facebook.com/unlockingthemagic. I don't know why I give all that out. You should just go to Facebook and search Unlocking the Magic on Facebook.
Perfect.
Right?
That's it, Bruce.
And on Instagram, we are Unlock the Magic, hold the ing. And if you want to say hi to me, I'm on Twitter, www.unlockmagic. If you're heading to Disney soon, you should definitely check out Kingdom Stroller, especially if you have young kids. I mean, if you have an older kid, too, though, and like he doesn't want to walk, I'm sure they have big-size strollers for them.
Could at least inquire. Anyway.
Like me, right?
No,
like,
maybe
they got
man-sized like
strollers over there at Kingdom Strollers?
No.
I think I asked Matt that at Kingdom Strollers. He said he's working on it.
Oh.
So I said, you know what? I want a man-sized stroller.
All right.
And but they do have little ones. And the cool thing about the Kingdom Strollers is they'll drop it off at your resort or your hotel, let you use it for your whole vacation, and then when you're done, they pick it up right from the same spot. KingdomStrollers.com is the where you can get more information on that. What else we got, Connie?
That's really it. I want to wish everybody a wonderful week and a happy Labor Day, upcoming Labor Day.
Yes.
I want to make sure that everybody takes some time to celebrate and hang out with their families.
And if you want to join us on Patreon, we probably may not do a show because Labor Day falls on a Monday this year, which it always does. I don't know why I just said that.
Yeah.
So we may not do our live show on Monday, but we are going to do some live shows inside Patreon. If you want to join us on Patreon, that's where we get some like behind-the-scenes stuff. the before and after shows when we record these podcasts, especially the weekend show. And then once or twice a month, every week, you give an extra bonus live show inside there. So that's, if you go to Patreon.
It's a little mashup of everything.
Yeah, and it's just a way of helping us support the podcast here. And it's super, it's like $5. So that's at unlockingthemagic.com/Patreon, or just go to Patreon and, again, search Unlocking Magic.
Wonderful.
Thank you, guys. Have a great week. We'll see you on the next episode.
Bye, everybody.